heavy rains took a toll in Petersburg over the weekend when a hunk of land slid into the water, wiping out a parking lot and closing streets. Matt Lichtenstein reports from member station KFSK.
A police cruiser blocked the entrance to the Public Works compound over the weekend as city crews dealt with the aftermath of Saturday's slide. It happened late in the afternoon behind the Public Works shop on a tall, steep slope above Hammer Slough. It started in the parking lot and filled the shallow waterway below with soil and trees. According to city officials, there was no fuel spilled, but workers put a sorbent boom in place downstream as a precaution. A key power pole that carries electricity to most of the town was precariously close to the edge of the slide, and electrical workers had to stabilize it. Acting city manager and public works director Carl Hagerman briefed a few city councilors and the mayor at a special meeting on Sunday.
The slide area, the slough, didn't get much worse overnight. After the pole was stabilized, we didn't see much more movement. There was a little bit. It's still concerning. The slide area right now is not immediately adjacent to the Public Works building, but it is pretty close and pretty unnerving, to say the least, that we're losing some ground up there next to our building.
The Public Works building is on piling, and Hagerman was hopeful it would stay in place even if more ground sloughed off. The weather cooperated with cleanup crews Sunday, with cloudy skies but little rain. While there are homes and warehouses on both sides of the stream, there were no structures in the path of the slide itself. Hagerman estimated roughly 1,000 yards of material went into the slough, which is a fish stream. He said the city had notified state emergency service officials, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and would also be contacting the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. According to Hagerman, the city was declaring a local disaster in the hopes of getting financial assistance from the state. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.